You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Names of Hashem. In Judaism, the name of God is more than a distinguishing title. It represents the Jewish conception of the divine nature and of the relation of God to the Jewish people. To show the sacredness of the names of God, and as a means of showing respect and reverence for them, the scribes of sacred texts took pause before copying them, and used terms of reverence so as to keep the true name of God concealed. The various names of God in Judaism represent God as he is known, as well as the divine aspects which are attributed to him. According to Jewish tradition, the sacredness of the divine names must be recognized by the professional scribe who writes the scriptures, or the chapters for the Tefillin and the Mezuzah. Before transcribing any of the divine names, he prepares mentally to sanctify them. Once he begins a name, he does not stop until it is finished, and he must not be interrupted while writing it, even to greet a king. If an error is made in writing it, it may not be erased, but a line must be drawn around it to show that it is cancelled. It must be put in a geniza, and a new page begun. According to Jewish tradition, the number of divine names that requires the scribe's special care is 7. They are El, Elohim, Adonai, the sacred name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Eyeh Asher Eyeh, Shaddai, and Zevot. However, Rabbi Yossi considered Zevot a common name. Rabbi Ishmael held that even Elohim is common. All other names, such as Merciful, Gracious, and Faithful, merely represent attributes that are common also to human beings. The most important and most often written name of God in Judaism is the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, which is generally transliterated as YHWH or YHVH. In Hebrew, this would be Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. This name is first mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 4, and in English language Bibles is traditionally translated as the Lord, with the word Lord in all capitals. Because Judaism forbids pronouncing the name outside the temple in Jerusalem, the correct pronunciation of the Tetragrammaton may have been lost, as the original Hebrew text only include consonants. The Tetragrammaton was written in contrasting Paleo-Hebrew characters in some of the oldest surviving square Aramaic Hebrew texts, and it is speculated that it was even at this period read as Adonai, meaning my Lord, or read as Elohim when encountered. In appearance, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is an archaic third-person singular imperfect of the verb to be, meaning, therefore, he is. This explanation agrees with the meaning of the name given in Exodus 3, verse 14, where God is represented as speaking, and hence as using the first person, I am. The name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is reconstructed as Yahweh by the 19th century scholars based on circumstantial, historical, and linguistic evidence. Most scholars do not view it as an accurate reconstruction in an absolute sense, but as one possible guess. By contrast, the translation Jehovah was created by adding the vowel points of Adonai. Early Christian translators of the Torah did not know that these vowel points only served to remind the reader not to pronounce the divine name, but instead say Adonai, so they pronounced the consonant and vowel points together. In conversation, many Jewish people, even when not speaking Hebrew, will call God Hashem, which is Hebrew for the name. This appears in Leviticus 24, verse 11. While other names of God in Judaism are generally restricted to use in a liturgical context, Hashem is used in more casual circumstances. Another name for God is Adonai, which is Hebrew for Lord. Since pronouncing the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is avoided out of reference for the holiness of the name, Jews use Adonai instead in prayers, and colloquially he would use Hashem. When the Masoretes added vowel pointings to the text of the Tanakh around the 8th century CE, they gave the word Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the vowels of Adonai, to remind the reader to say Adonai instead. Eyah Asher Eyah is the sole response given to Moses when he asks for God's name in Exodus 3 verse 14. Eyah is usually translated I will be, since the imperfect tense in Hebrew denotes actions that are not yet completed. Asher is an ambiguous pronoun which can mean, depending on the context, that, who, which, or where. Therefore, although Eyah Asher Eyah is generally rendered in English I am that I am, better renderings might be I will be what I will be, or I will be who I will be, or even I will be because I will be. El is used in both the singular and plural, both for other gods and for the God of Israel. As a name of God, however, is used chiefly in poetry and prophetic discourse, rarely in prose, and then usually with some epithet attached, such as a jealous God. In addition, names such as Gabriel, which means strength of God, and Daniel, God's judgment, use God's name in a similar fashion. A common name of God in the Tanakh is Elohim, and means he who is the object of fear or reverence. Despite the I am or Yud Mem ending common to many plural nouns in Hebrew, the word Elohim, when referring to God, is grammatically singular and takes a singular verb in the Hebrew Bible. The root of Elohim is Eloh, and is a comparatively rare name occurring only in poetry and late prose. The name Elyon occurs in combination with El, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Elohim, and can also appear alone. It appears chiefly in poetic and later biblical passages. The modern Hebrew adjective Elyon means supreme or most high. El Elyon has been traditionally translated into English as God Most High. Shaddai is used in conjunction with El or by itself. Shaddai is an acronym standing for Guardian of the Doors of Israel. This acronym, which is commonly found as carvings or writings upon the mezuzah. The name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the title Elohim frequently occur with the word Tzevaot, generally translated as God of Hosts. This compound divine name occurs chiefly in the prophetic literature. The original meaning of Tzevaot may be found in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45, where it is interpreted as denoting the God of the armies of Israel. The word, apart from this special use, always means armies or hosts of men, as, for example, in Exodus 6, verse 26, 7, verse 4, and chapter 12, verse 41, while the singular is used to designate the heavenly host. The lesser used names of God include Adon Olam, Master of the World, Adonai Emet, the Lord of Truth, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, ve'Elohe Yaakov, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Leah, ve'Elohe Rachel, God of Sarah, God of Rebekah, God of Leah, and God of Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Kadosh Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Magen Avraham, Shield of Abraham. Makom, the place or the omnipresent. Melech HaMelechim, King of Kings. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Ro'eh Israel, Shepherd of Israel. Zur Israel, Rock of Israel, and Ein Sof, which means infinite or endless. Judaism does not forbid the writing out of the names of God per se. However, Judaism does forbid taking the names of God in vain and erasing or defacing the names of God. Observant Jews do not write out the names of God in order to protect the names from later being erased or defaced. The commandment not to erase or deface the name of God comes from Deuteronomy 12, verses 3 and 4, which read, "You shall break apart their altars, you shall smash their pillars, and their sacred trees shall you burn in the fire. Their carved images shall you cut down, and you shall obliterate their names from that place. You shall not do this to Hashem your God." The rabbis taught that we are commanded not to erase or deface the name of God. This ruling is applicable only to a permanent form of writing a name of God. Observant Jews will be careful when writing out the names of God on a non-permanent medium, such as the computer, since the names may be printed out and erased or defaced. Any permanent writings in the names of God that are old and/or unusable are to be buried in a Jewish cemetery inside a geniza, according to Jewish law. Thank you for listening to Names of Hashem. Shalom.